His mercies endure forever. Ever, alleluia, glory be to God in the air. Ever, alleluia, glory be to God in the air. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory to God in the for His mercies endure forever. Ever, ever, for His mercies endure forever. Amen. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, oh yeah, glorify, glorify. Let God glorify yourself tonight. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, in my life, to glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, I cannot do, without you, I cannot do. Without you, Lord, I cannot do. Without you, oh Lord, oh Lord, I cannot do. Without you, I cannot do. Without you, I cannot do. Without you, oh Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today, I cannot do, I cannot do. Without you, I cannot do. Without you, I cannot do. Without you, oh Lord, I cannot do. Without you, I cannot do. Without you, Lord, I cannot do. Without you, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What manner of man? Lift up your voice and worship him. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Amen. For this God is my God forever. I never.
Meeting
Yahweh. I am that I am, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, Lord. In thy life, Yahweh, oh Lord. Lift up your voice, I want to bless the name of the Lord. He needs to have his word tonight. Tell him to have his word tonight. Thank you for another time in your presence, oh Lord. The Bible says, man ought to pray and not to faint. Lift up your voice, I want to bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy of our praise, he's worthy of our praying. Father, we thank you. You are the greater and the greater. You are the test. You are stronger than the stronger than unto me. Who is like unto thee? My God. The God who is like unto me. You are glorious. You are precious. Father, we thank you for to bless your word them, for your grace. We say, for your annual, thank you for your son. If not for God that be on our side, what shall we say? Father, we thank you. Ah, okay, voice of worship tonight. Thank you on behalf of our family, on behalf of our children. We say very much. We lift you up on voice tonight. Oh, say something good about if not for God, if not for our side, what shall we be saying by now? Several millions of people. You are battles, but God is sustaining your life. Lift up your voice and we don't worship him. Oh, we worship your majesty. Almighty God, the great, the one that cannot change. On the other, we say thank you very much. Lift up your voice, oh Lord. Over this prayer line, we say thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, oh Lord. Invisible God. A miracle worker. Hey, you are worthy, oh Lord. Just begin to bless him, Lord. Hey, me, Baba. Toto, Baba, oh. Lift up your hands and begin to wait to the Almighty God. In appreciation for your protection this year. Father, we thank you for your grace over everybody here tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If not for you, Lord. The enemy would have wasted every one of us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your anointing. We worship your majesty. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for the Lord. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Any sin I've ever committed in my life that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, be my mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, use the blood of Jesus to wash away your sin. No medicated soap can wash away sin except the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Confess your sin before the Lord. It's only the ladder that the enemy can use against our prayer tonight. The Bible says in Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2, he said the hand of the Lord is not too short to deliver us, but the sin has caused separation between us and God. Father, tonight please have mercy. Oluwa Shanufu has said, have mercy upon us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, any sin I've ever committed in my life, O Lord, that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Lift up your voice and then God to be merciful. Oluwa, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Oluwa, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say, oh Lord, arise in tonight's prayer. Answer me by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, pray, 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 pray. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus, Father, answer me. Into that prayer, please, answer me tonight. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to go on the same. My life must move forward tonight. Father, please, answer me tonight. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, answer me tonight. Oh, do answer me tonight. Oh, Lord, answer me tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Thank God to answer you tonight. You cannot afford to go on the same. You cannot afford to end the service like that. Thank God to answer you tonight. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I beg every one of you, in the remaining days of this year, please let us take it seriously for prayers. Because the agenda of the enemy is to make sure they balance their account this year. But one thing is guaranteed. Myself and yourself and all our members of our family, they will not go with this year in the name of Jesus. I declare every valley of the shadow of death that the enemy has created this year for some of us to fall into it. In the name that is above every other name, that pit must fall into it. I decree tonight, anyone that wish you dead, anyone that want to kill your children, anyone that want to ruin your marriage, in the name of Jesus Christ, they will replace you in the grave. In the name of Jesus, in this year 2020, nobody, oh Lord, I decree today again, nobody will pay you and I a condolence visit. In the name of Jesus, over our children, we will not cry. Over our marriage, you will not cry. Over your siblings, you will not cry. In the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer myself. Loud and clear. Say, I take authority by the power in the blood of Jesus against any power that wants to counter my prayer tonight. Beloved, there are some power that counters prayer. Each time you pray, they counter it. You will look as if the prayer has not been answered. There is a satanic counterattack somewhere in the spirit realm. Lift up your voice and pray. And say, I take authority over every powers of darkness assigned to counter my prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer yourself. Every power that wants to stand against me tonight, open your mouth and declare that one. Father, I take authority over them in the name of Jesus. I take authority over them now. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself into that prayer. In the name of Jesus. We close your hands, a close destiny. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I take authority over them tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Please, this prayer we are going to pray tonight, I don't want anybody to joke with it at all. Pray this number one prayer point loud and clear. Beloved, there are some problems that were hiding in people's life. And the duty of that problem, at 10 years old, they will not manifest. At 20 years, they will not manifest. At 30 years, they will not manifest. It might wait until you are 40 or about to do something good in life. You're about to come to, in contact with your joy. And this problem will manifest. You are going to gather your strength and spread this prayer. I don't know who this prayer point is for tonight, but I beg you, everybody must pray without any apology. Say, problem I did in my life and is planning to manifest on my day of joy. You are a liar. Die. Command the problem to die tonight. Every problem I did in your family that want to arise on the day of your joy, on the day of your graduation, on the day of your marriage, on the day of your naming ceremony, open your mouth and pray. The problem must die. The problem must die. My brother, my sister, tonight is a serious prayer. Pray. You better pray yourself. Help yourself into this prayer. In the name of Jesus, any problem I did in my life that want to manifest on my day of joy, enough is enough. Die. Look at what is going on already. Pray. There is a sister that has been delivered with that prayer. In the name of Jesus, any problem I did in my life planning to manifest on my day of joy, you are a liar. Die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, we need to pray that prayer one more time. There are some problems that they will hide and they make sure that the day you are supposed to be celebrated, they will just manifest. Heard the story before? The Nigerian Vasia told us this. One lady who has been believing God for wedding for several years, the problem was hiding. She did not notice it. She did not even pray about it, but the problem was hiding in her life. The day she located her husband, they got engaged, they got an introduction, they did engagement. They, on the wedding day, the problem now wanted to disgrace her. They have already joined them together in the church. And when they came out to take photograph, the problem started manifesting. Epileptic of madness. She just tore her clothes. Even before anybody, she tore her. Why can that problem manifest before the wedding? He came up on that day in order to disgrace her. I stand here to decree tonight, in the name that is above every other name, I don't know the problem waiting to disgrace you on the day you are supposed to be celebrated. I don't know who I'm referring to tonight. By the power in the name of Jesus, with a sevenfold amen, that problem shall die. They 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 shall die tonight. I want you to pray that prayer one more time. Say, any problem I did in my life, assigned to manifest on my day of joy. You are a liar. That is it, that is it, that is it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My sister, I love you, pray that prayer. Don't joke with this prayer at all. Something must happen tonight. Something must happen tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, the problem I did in your life to manifest on your day of joy, they must be wasted tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I pray for that person tonight, that in the name that is above every other name, every problem incubating themselves in your life, they are just growing. As you are growing, they are growing. As you are moving from one level, they are growing with you. And we are waiting for a particular day in order to turn your joy to sorrow. Tonight, as you say amen to the prayer, that problem just suddenly jump out. It's a jump out. My rupa satayama. Oh yeah, jump out. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. There's somebody here. I don't know who you are. You are thinking of suicide. I decree today, the demon inside of you that is suggesting suicidal thoughts into your life, if your amen can be louder, that demon shall jump out. You shall not die or live. You have a destiny to fulfill. Nobody can stop you. He said, before I found you, I know you, and I ordained you a prophet. I decree today, any thoughts that want to eat, to waste your any contrary thoughts will kill you before your time. If your amen is out, the thoughts shall jump out and die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus. Then we are prayed. You are making a point. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every concluded work of darkness over my life, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Conclude the watchness over your family, over your children, over your life, or your scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, conclude the works of darkness. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. You pray, conclude the works of darkness over that sister, brother. You are scattered tonight. In Jesus, open your mouth. In Jesus, we are praying. I am a woman here. I agree in the name that is above with divine speed. God will intervene in your situation tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord intervene. The Lord will intervene. The Lord will in Jesus. Thank God. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Pray this prayer loud and clear. There has been every conference that pressure is going on there, that unless you touch your things, you will be caught for life. And if care is not taken, it might be extended to the children. want you to pray this one for yourself loud and clear. There are some powers from your father's house, some power from your mother's house. Until you deal with that power, they might want to deal with you. And the Bible says, Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist, up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer for loud and clear. Say, any wicked power, and give me over to my family. Hey, you are going to see. Say, any wicked power, and give my curse to my house and my mother's house. You are a liar. Sky fire, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, anyone that wants to undo your mouth or family, I know they want to destroy your life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. 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 Aha, pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray first. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for us like this. Say, every arrow that into my life, my life back to square one. Say, every arrow to my life. Don't return back to square one. I am liar. Back to send Jesus. Open the arrow. The arrow must check out the right. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. We are. You are going to pray this one. There's a spirit fighting somebody here. It's God is of almost there. You are close to it, but you are almost there. You are queuing for fuel, and when they get one in the dream, they say the fuel is finished. It's a spirit of almost there. You are already on the line for a long time. When it's about to get to your turn in the spirit, they say, sorry, gates are closed. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, the Bible says, lift up your head on the gate and be thou lifted up. Every evil gate has been erected against somebody here. If your amen is loud, that gate shall be lifted up in the name of Jesus. It shall be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Say, you spirit of almost there, fighting my life. I am tired of you tonight. Die by fire. Pray. Almost getting to get a job. Almost getting to marry. It's a spirit of almost there. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Enough is enough tonight. In the name of Jesus. Enough is enough, my brother. Pray. This is the prayer you have been waiting for. Pray that prayer. The spirit of almost there. Fighting your in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it. That is the spirit. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name. We are here. I pray for the earth. Any bondage that is upon your life, the Bible says, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, it says, it shall come to pass that day, that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the raising of the anointing. By the anointing of God upon this meeting tonight, I decree to everyone under the sound of my voice, that every yoke in your life, that people, your forefathers transferred to your life, you want to orchestrate the yoke, but you are seeing that this thing is your life, is unload. Tonight I decree the yoke shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will rest. I am praying for some tonight. You rest in the name of Jesus. In 2 20 verse, last verse, said the realm of Jehoshaphat was of foolish in the name of Jesus, throughout the remaining days of your life, you shall have rest. You shall have rest. Over your children, you will have rest. Over your marriage, you will have rest. Over your destiny, you will have rest. Over your health, you will have rest. Over your things, you rest. Declare this one seven times. Say, I shall have rest. I shall have rest. Open your heart. Say seven times. I shall have rest. 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 In the name of Jesus. I shall have rest. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayer. You are going to pray this online and here. There are some of us that have had some terrible dreams this year. Funny thing about dream is that the day you had it, it cannot make sense. Inside nonsense, there is it. But one day, all of a sudden, if that terrible incident in a real sense, you will remember something will just prove, I've seen this before. You don't know what's going on. This is how powers of darkness blindfold somebody, especially when great destiny to fulfill. Somebody to pray this prayer point loud and say, any evil dream that I have dreamt in the past, whether I can remember them or not, and it's waiting to come to pass this year, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel tonight. Open your mouth and cancel the dreams. Open your mouth and pray. He said, life, death are in the power of tongue. Open your mouth and cancel the dream with your mouth tonight. Your tongue is a very serious weapon. Open your mouth and pray. I cancel the dream, evil dream, dream of death, dream of arrow, failure. I cancel you tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Yourself. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. I decree the dream come to pass. It will not pass. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. The mighty name of Jesus. Your dream will not come to pass. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Ha. I have a word for somebody again tonight. In the name that is above every other name. I don't know who this one is for, but if your amen, if it's for you, please, I want your amen to anywhere you are. I decree and I declare, as the Lord liveth, every evil leg walking about in order to destroy your life, and going from one place to the other to destroy your destiny, every evil hand that is shedding because of you, if your heaven is loud several times, only God will strike them dead.
Amen.
They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They die in the name of Makasataba. They say, put to your mind. I pray. Thank you, Lord. Anyone that committed your name of your children to any covenant, I decree today the name that is above another name. He that did a pit, the Bible says they shall fall into it. Anyone that called your name, anyone that called my name, or the name of our children, or the name of every member of our family, in the covenant of darkness, as they call your name, fire them. Fire we answer. Fire we answer. We answer, we answer, fire, we answer, fire, we answer. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for somebody here. I don't know why God is blessing you. That in the name that is above every name, it doesn't matter the level of your struggle. It doesn't matter what you are facing at the moment. I don't really care about that. All what I know is that there is here. We give you victory in the name of Jesus. You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious.
Amen.
You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious. You shall be victorious. My case is here. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, that's it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You are going to pray the next one. I told you we are not here to joke tonight. We are here to address some dangerous and terrible situations. situation that we cannot just afford to let go like that. Situation that is being unpleasant in our life. You are going to pray the next prayer point loud and clear. Say, any wicked power that is planning to waste my life and my family this year, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, every power waiting to waste my life and my family, you are a liar. Help yourself tonight. Tonight is a night of prayer. Help yourself tonight. You in the name of Jesus, pray for your children, my sister. In my mother, pray for your children. Any power that want to waste the life of my children, in the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus, aha. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, there are some of us that are overdue for the next level. If you want to move to your next level, shout a massive hallelujah. The Bible says a great and effectual door is open unto you, but there are many adversaries. The gate is already open, but you are going to lift up your hands and pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers of my Father's house. Powers of my mother's house, fighting my next level in life, scatter, in the name of Jesus. Every power that says I will remain on this spot, you are a liar. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus, every wicked power say you will remain on this spot. Enough is enough. You must move forward. You must move forward. You must make progress. In the name of Jesus, you must make progress. Help yourself tonight. My brother, my sister, you must make progress tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, Balak hired Balaam to curse the children of Israel. So some people can pay someone to make sure they rain a curse upon you. But the Bible says, how can I curse? Number 23 verse 8. How can I curse those who God has already blessed? Anyone that has issued any curse against anyone here, by the power in the blood of Jesus, they shall use their head to carry the curse. In the name of Jesus, every curse that say you will not excel, every curse that say you will not make it in life, every curse that say you will fail throughout your life, the curse is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus, a sample for the man. Amen. 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 Pray this prayer upon yourself. Loud and clear. Amen. In every family, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. There is always a strong man. There's a strong man in every family. I remember one day when the deliverance ground one day years ago, and our senior pastor in our old branch that time, prayer was going on seriously in the vigil. Serious prayer was so powerful that night. And lo and behold, a word of prophecy came from the altar. He said, there is somebody here. That the Lord said they have fired an arrow from where you come from. And the arrow is about to penetrate into your life. We need to pray against it. My brother, my sister, we prayed that prayer point that night. It was like the whole floor was shaking. Everybody was praying the prayer point. Thank God we prayed that prayer. On Saturday, it was a 3 days program. On Saturday, in the evening of that program like this, a sister ran into the church. She was not at the vigil that night on Friday. She ran into the church on Saturday. I've never seen this before. What is going on? What is going on? We are busy. Amen. She said in her voice that she was sleeping last night. Suddenly she had a strong breeze. When I say strong breeze in her room. And the breeze was so terrible that she became scared. When she put on the light, she saw in the corner of her room, in a very high building, a life arrow. This is not the same, they say. A life arrow. And when she saw it, she was so scared. She could not sleep in that place. She tried to pull it out. Beloved, when she now came to call her, that we should come and help her pull that thing out of the wall. It didn't enter into the wall. And I imagine, where is that thing from? We now find out, we in spiritual name, that it was from there, from Ghana. Where she come from? The thief was, it was fired from Ghana. I am praying for somebody here. Any arrow fired into any member of your family, in order to run them mad, in order to cause havoc in your family, if your heaven is loud, that arrow will go back to sender tonight in the name of Jesus. It shall go back to sender tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Beloved, the arrow was there. That night, the pastor asked me to stay in the church, and he went with the other two ministers. They could not bring out the arrow. They had to break it from the wall. How did the thing with feathers go to that place? Who knows? All our window was seen, but this is spiritual thing. The Bible said the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. We say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. You don't need to open the door for them before they enter. But I stand here to decree today, every satanic visitation over your family, any power that want to was in the name of Jesus, those arrows shall go back to some of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I love the way you are praying. We are going to pray the next prayer. Say this one. Say, arrow that coming to waste my life. You liar. Go back to sender tonight. Send the arrow, my sister, in the name of Jesus. Pray. Send the arrow tonight in the name of Jesus. You want to pray in the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to go to another level of prayer now. That will go before I go to the watch. The next prayer point is so simple. I would say God is a mighty warrior. He doesn't joke with anything when it comes to battle. Jehovah Jireh, the provider, he can do all things. He can never miss any battle. You are going to invite him to your battle. It's only for those who are facing battle. If you know you are facing one thing or the other, please invite God to rest. Lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my father, my fighter. My mighty warrior. Tell my battle tonight. Come out and pray my prayer. Let's not deliberate so kata mama. Father, take over my battle. Over the battle of my children. Father, take over tonight. Only when that's your role, say, take over my battle. Father, take over my battle. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, take over tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Aha! Take over tonight. In the name of Jesus, take over tonight. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say foundational problems. We are dealing with all more tonight. Say foundational problems that is planning to ruin my life in future. You are a liar. Scatter my fire tonight. Pray. The foundational problem was scatter. In the name of Jesus, the foundational problem was just scatter tonight. Pray loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, was just scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your pray. Foundational problem that fought our forefathers, that fought our great grandfather. In the name of Jesus, and we are planning to fight you. Oh, yeah. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but whoever is carrying evil sacrifice, because of you and your children. In order to turn your life upside down, if your amen is loud, that sacrifice will pour upon their heads. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall pour upon their heads. It shall pour upon their heads. It shall pour upon their heads. In the name of
Jesus.
Every satanic hunter that been hired to shoot you, every evil hunter from your father's house or mother's house that been hired to shoot you, in the name of Jesus, as they plan to shoot you, they will shoot themselves. In the In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. Any ambulance using your picture, nail it onto their wall in order to make incantation against you and your family. Let that arrow, let it backfire.
Amen.
Incantation, it shall backfire. In the name of Jesus. Any power that say you will not eat the fruit over your children, they say you would labor over there when you not eat the fruit. Today I command the ground to open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible quickly. We are almost running out of time. Grab your Bible. If I can share it tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. The title of tonight's message is Destroying the Genesis of My Problems. Destroying what? The Genesis of My Problem. Amen. In Matthew chapter 27, so I had a long, I start my reading from verse, let me try and see if I can share this thing quickly. Oh, the thing is stop sharing. Oh, yes, coming up. Oh, yes, coming up. Coming up. Yeah, that's it. Matthew chapter 27, I read from verse 15. Matthew 27:15. Amen. 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 I read the Bible about destroying the genesis of my problem. Beloved, every problem has the beginning, has the source. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 27, verse 15, the Bible says, now at the feast of the governor was accustomed. Oh my God. Amen. Try to see this thing continue. Amen. Okay, I read.
And they had.
Yeah, I can see it now. Thank you.
Right.
He said, and in verse 16. And at the time, they had a notorious prisoner. That means that was the time they were told to decide on what to do about Jesus Christ's case. Listen to the genesis of the problem. Many of us are fighting the battle that you don't even know what caused it. We don't know what caused it. We don't know when the whole thing started. But we want to open our understanding so that we can pray the Lord's Prayer tonight. He said, and in verse 17, therefore, when they are gathered together with Pilate, Pilate said to them, that be between Jesus and Barnabas. He said, who do you want me to release to you? Is it Barnabas or Jesus who is called Christ? For he knew that he had handed him over because of envy. I pray for you today. Any power that is envious of the great thing in your life and they want to destroy you, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus. In verse 19. In verse 19. The Bible says, while he was still sitting on the judgment seat, that is Pilate, his wife sent to him, saying, make sure, that's a good wife. He said, make sure you have nothing to do with this just man. A good wife advised the man on that, make sure that you don't commit error with this man. For I have suffered many things today in the dream because of him. I decree by the mandate of heaven, whoever wants to tamper with your destiny, God will trouble them in their dreams in the name of Jesus. He said, I have suffered so many things in the dream today because of Jesus Christ. And but the chief priest and the elders, they persuaded him, the multitude, that they should ask Barnabas. And destroy. They should what? They should ask for Barnabas and destroy Jesus. Jesus did not do anything. But look at what the pilot did. Then the governor answered and said to him, which of these two do you want me to release to you? And they all said, Barabbas. Then Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? And they said to him, let him be crucified for no reason. Then the governor said, okay, why? What evil has he done? I am praying for somebody here. Whoever wants to tamper with your life because you are making progress with your family, heaven will silence them tonight in Jesus'
name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. He said, what do I do with this Jesus? But they cried out the more, saying, let him, Jesus, be crucified. In verse 24, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, and no one decided, but rather a tumult was rising, there was a riot. He took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of this just man's person. You see to it. Whatever you like, do to it. I am innocent. I don't have any hand in punishing Jesus Christ. And look at what he did. And all the people answered and said, let his blood be upon us. If they were keep quiet, I would say they keep quiet. And also on our children. Look at that. The children that did not know anything about the problem, they are the ones they have put under curse before they were born. That was the genesis of the children, their children. They signed an evil contract for their children before those children were born. They were the one that caused the riot. They said, let this blood be upon us and also our children. I am praying for somebody here tonight.
Jesus.
Anyone that wants to tamper with the life of your children.
Jesus.
In the name that is above every other name.
Yes,
whether
Lord.
You have given birth or not, it doesn't matter. I decree by the mandate of heaven, as
Jesus.
The Lord delivered, whoever
yes,
wants to tamper with the life of your children, whoever
Jesus.
Wants to tamper with the life of your life children, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. He said, let the blood be upon them and their children. My brother, my sister, the few prayer points you are going to pray tonight is for some set of people. Destroying the genesis of your problem. Who are these prayers for? Number one is for those whose sickness, you are sick inside of you and it defies medical diagnosis. They tried all their possible best. They tried, yet nothing is happening. You don't know the genesis of that problem. Is this prayer tonight is for those who have an unexplainable marital failure, destruction, bad marriage. They tried all their possible best to make sure it works, but yet it doesn't work. Why? You need this prayer tonight. Who need this prayer? Number three is for those who notice that all around them is failure in whatever they do. You need this prayer. Number four, who are this prayer for? It's for those who always experience failure at the end of successes. You need this prayer. There are about seven prayers we're going to pray to round up tonight. So that I'm telling you those who needs this prayer more than me, because the genesis of the problem, it might be that somebody somewhere before your great grandfather was born has signed an evil contract. They've signed an agreement that let the blood be upon us and on our children. Who are this prayer for? They are for those who have been hated for no reason. People just hate you. At your job, you are just criticizing you. You do all your possible best, nobody notices it. During the promotion, nobody even care about you. Why they promote those who are around? What is going on here? It's because there is something that has been committed to the hand of your ancestors. And you need to detach yourself from them tonight. Who are these prayer for? These are those who work very hard, but there is nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for it. Who are these prayer for? They are for those whose name has been changed spiritually. From favor into labor. They change their name. You know, the orthodox story about some people, all this, they call it Oliki in Yoruba language, praise name. Oh, you are the son of this one, you are the daughter of this one, those names, if you take carefully to understand what those things are, your head is just swelling, you are dancing, thank you grandma, thank you great grandma, thank you this. You don't know the meaning of those names. Where did they get the origin of that name for? One of them, one day, a man will say, oh, you are the son of this one, he said, you are Jokoyamaru. It means that you will suffer, but you will not get him. But the guy does not understand. He will say, ah, thank you, thank you. They have changed their name spiritually. Names are powerful. They're powerful. Have you ever seen anybody in this world? I've never seen one. I don't know if you see one that say, oh, on the naming ceremony, we name this child Judas Iscariot. Have you ever heard that before? No, nobody. Why? There is something wrong with that name. Have you ever seen someone that said the name of this person is Jabez? No, because it was a child of sorrow. Have you ever seen anybody before? They say, oh, this name is now Ichabod. No. There's something wrong with that name. No wonder. In Genesis chapter 32, Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you do something about my destiny. When he prayed, he wrestled with the angel. Genesis 32, and the Bible said, okay. He just said, okay, hold on. It's almost daybreak. What is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, I know the genesis of your problem. Your name shall no longer be Jacob. It shall be Israel from today. For you have fought and prevailed with the Lord. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above everything, every name you are bearing in the spirit that people does not know in the physical and is affecting every area of your life, today, heaven will change your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, who are these prepared for? It's for those who have been, who struggle to make spiritual efforts. The day you plan to fast like this spiritually, I want to fast for 3 days. That is when some dangerous and demonic food appetite will come to your life. That is because they are struggling spiritually. Oh, I want to join prayer line to pray like this. When it's 10 minutes to 10, you will just see some demonic sleep. They will just come and begin to snore. When it's 10 past 11, when we finish prayer line, say, yeah, where is prayer line? Jesus is Lord. He's gone already. Why? They are the people that are struggling spiritually to connect into spiritual things. These are the ones that need this prayer. Who needs me prayer? These are the ones that are suffering from vagabond spirit. You don't even know what you are doing from today. You are this, tomorrow you are this. You are just jumping from one place to the other. They are the ones that need the prayer we are praying tonight. Lastly, who needs this prayer? It's those who struggle to stay out of sin. They struggle to stay out of sin. They don't want to sin, but there's something inside of them that is pushing them to doing it. We had the deliverance one day in our branch, and when we finished the deliverance, the sister said, I said, let's share the grace. We shared the grace. After sharing the grace, everybody left the church. I was packing my Bible with my family, and the ladies, auntie, Lolini, you know, I said, I'm not going anymore. I said, why? He said, because I know. You have preached to us that after deliverance, if you go and go back to sin, the worst thing will happen to you. And I know that the person I'm living with is not my husband. He's just a boyfriend. And I still live with him. If I go to his house now, he will still come and do all this rubbish with me. So I want to stop. And I say, okay, when you now make up your mind, you are not going to know. What is that one I'm busy with that one? Go back to you. Look for a female friend to go and stay with them. That is those who are struggling to stay out of sin. She wants, but I don't know where she went about. At least she tried as much as possible that there is something. If I go back to that house, what thing will happen? I don't want to happen. Beloved, you need to stay out of sin. Those who are struggling out of sin, no wonder. Jesus said in 2 Timothy 4 verse 18, he said, for this reason, the Son of Man is made manifest that he might destroy the works of Satan. Are you ready to pray? Destroying the genesis of your problem. I want to gather this one loud and clear. Pray this prayer point without apology to any power. Say, the genesis of my problem. Hear the word of the Lord. You don't know where the pray. Oh yeah, deal with the source of that problem in the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. I don't care what the problem is. Open your mouth and tell God tonight. It must die. Pray. My sister, pray. Help yourself. We are rounding up very soon. The problem must die tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open. Pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. Yes. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus, aha. That's it. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say every follow power. These are the power that follows you from one location to the other. You don't follow people. Say every follow power.
Follow,
I will never make it in life. You are a liar. Die. die by fire. Ba, 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 ba. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Aha. Must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. That is it. That is it. That is it tonight. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, it says, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. He said in Psalm 11, verse 3, he said, the foundation being destroyed, what shall the righteous do? You have got to lift up your voice. Say, foundational bondage affecting my life. Scatter! By fire, oh, yeah, scatter the bondage tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter the bondage, scatter the bondage tonight. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter the bondage tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, put your hands up, pray for yourself. Aha, pray in the name of Jesus. Aha, yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Number four, say confounded problems. In my life, expire by fire. Let the combined problem expire. In the name of Jesus, let the combined problem expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, combined problems, we must expire. You 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 must expire. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for your sister here. Any ritual that has been done against you, against your children, against your family, against your destiny, if your amen is loud, that ritual effect shall backfire now. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone working in the day and flying in the hours of the night, that putting their leg on the wall against your life, they are going to satanic repeat because of you. Hear the word of the Lord. The ground will open up and swallow them in Jesus' name. Whoever is sleeping to go to a meeting because of you and I, they will sleep and never wake up again. In the name of Jesus, anyone turning to an animal because of you and I, they will never talk to a human being anymore. They will die the death of the animal. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every generational bondage that has tied down my life, scatter by fire. You need to go to that Genesis, the beginning of that problem. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your two more prayers. Generational bondage. Oh, just scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, just scatter tonight. Aha. Oh, just scatter tonight. In Jesus' name, they are scattered. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, deliver me from collective captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, deliver my children, deliver my wife, deliver my destiny from every collective captivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 20, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 and 20 to 22, the Bible says, Elisha came to a point. The source of the prophet, they said the situation in this city is very, very pleasant. And as you see, my Lord, but the water is bad. The water of the land is bad, and the land is unfruitful. There is somebody here tonight. They said your situation is perfect. You are looking very beautiful. But there is still something bought in your life. I pray for you today. Every bought in everyone under the sound of my voice, hear the word of the Lord, the bought shall get out tonight in Jesus' name. Elisha said, bring me a new bowl. And he replied, and he put some salt in it. Jesus is the salt of life. Without Jesus, battle will not go. He said, put a salt in it. And they put the salt in it. And Elijah went out source of the problem, the source of the water, where the water is flowing from, and he poured the son into it, and he made a declaration. He said, this is what the Lord did not say. I have healed this water from today. I am connected to the throne of grace on behalf of everyone, including myself tonight. In the name that is above every other name, I go right now to the source of the problem, and I decree, you are free tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are free. 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 The Bible says, whosoever the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. Therefore, you are free from bondage. You are free from captivity. You are free from attack. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Lift up your hand and begin to bless the name of the Lord for tonight. Let's thank him. Let's return all the glory back to him. Father, we thank you for what we have done tonight. He said we should call upon him in the days of our trouble. He said he will deliver us and show us great and mighty things that we don't even know about ourselves. I pray for you tonight. The secret you need to know about the battle you are fighting, the Lord will reveal to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, every Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget, on Thursday is our another prayer line, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock like this. Invite someone, your life will not remain the same again. In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. For what the Lord has done tonight, we are going to shout seven thunderous hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, in Jesus' name, have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, Pastor Segun. Any wonderful night, too.